joining me this morning is the CEO of eWorkStyle Institute, the Strategic Public Relations, and what else can I say about Paula Robinson Deer?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You talk about and you help enrich people's life.
Yeah, it comes out of personal experience.
Wow,
let me just explain. eWorkStyle Institute is an acronym for Economy, Work, and Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nonprofit organization that we founded based on, as economy changes, so does work, and so does lifestyle. If you just take a look at what's happened in the United States from the 1800s, where we had primarily farm work and slavery, and then in the 1900s with the Industrial Revolution, and then from 2000 with computer technology coming up, and now we're getting ready to move into the blue economy. Each one of those hundreds of years, there's been a whole generation shift. Well, in the past, when things move slowly, grandparents and parents can teach their kids how to do. But as things have moved faster and faster since the computer economy, parents don't know how to use the computers. We're asking the kids and so
sure.
forth. So what we did was we set up a nonprofit organization that helps people manage these economic shifts so that as computers take over factory jobs, for instance, which is what happened in the 1980s, millions of people got laid off and they didn't know what to do because most people had a high school education. And so what we're doing is we're providing a transition program because it's getting ready to happen again. As the blue economy comes, particularly to the South Coast.
Yeah. Explain what that is.
Well, blue economy is jobs that are centered around water, the ocean, everything from oceanography and wind energy, as people begin to develop projects that use the water and clean the ocean, everything from environmental cleaning and policy to creating these giant windmills, engineering, and many kinds of other creative jobs. There's going to be education that's needed. The colleges are coming down here and opening up campuses to retrain engineers. There'll be jobs and so forth for military. And if we don't prepare locals, what's going to happen is most of the jobs are going to go to people from out of town and out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening that fast.
So the way I understand it, Mass Hire,
mm-hmm.
the career center, is recruiting youth for several free programs through you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm one of Mass Hire is a statewide, Massachusetts-wide partnership that has the Greater New Bedford Workforce Board is a part of. Okay, every It's sort of the newest evolution of the Department of Employment and Training in combination with, in Boston, what we called ABCD, a number of the collaborating agencies that did employment and training and so forth for individuals to help them transition into a variety of different jobs. They do college prep and so forth. And so there's two levels of Mass Hire. One is the Career Center, which we're partnering with, and the other one is the administration, which we were awarded a grant from.
Okay.
And so the grant we were awarded is to do a training program
for out of school people.
Out of school, yes. This is a federal initiation, okay, that has gone through the state to Mass Hire, Massachusetts Hire, which is a part of a statewide initiative, and they sent out grant requests for proposals. And so we proposed teaching communications, making it fun by teaching print, radio, and television media to help people raise their literacy skills to be able to get into college and to get into other kinds of jobs and careers, to be able to interview well, to be able to write reports and essays and kinds of things that you're going to need to be able to transition a type of skill where you were always being told what to do to more going into self-management, knowledge work. The blue economy is going to be more of a knowledge work economy because it's going to incorporate science, engineering, technology, art, and mathematics, and some combinations of those. So people have to be able to make better decisions. And so part of what we're going to be able to teach during that is some of the research that how do you know how to make good decisions and those kinds of things.
What are the requirements?
This is going to be a fun program, but you have to be 18. It's for 18 to 24-year-olds. We're making it fun because, if it isn't fun, then it's not going to work. You won't remember it, right? So, but if you have to have a high school diploma or GED or be very close to getting it, okay? Because we're not that kind of a program, but we are partnering with those kinds of programs. You also, the reason you have to be 18 is because we're going to be doing a lot of trips. We're going to be visiting colleges. We're going to be going to the library. We're going to be going to different sites looking at research projects, solutions around community building. And so we don't, there's no time for parental permission and so forth. So you have to be sort of autonomous and being able to make decisions on your own toward that. There will be a stipend. They will be doing lunches. This is a fellows program. So in the fellows model, I had a lot of fun in graduate school. I got invited as a fellow to MIT, Department of Urban Studies and Planning. And what they did was you had some classwork that you had to do, but then you would go out in the world and see and practice and talk to and interview people to be able to bring it back for your thesis. Mm. And so each one of the fellows in this program will be doing something similar. So we'll be providing them with the kind of background information. They'll be able to choose from 10 projects, and they will be going out into the world and interviewing, and we'll be teaching them to do the research, and they'll be practice. So there'll be a practice part, there'll be a work part, as well as an instruction part of this program.
And this is the free 10-month training course.
Yes, it's 20 hours a week.
Okay.
And it'll be from 1 in the afternoon until 5 in the evening. Lunch will be provided, or brunch will be provided. We'll be having speakers on Wednesday. Maybe we can get you as a speaker.
Sure. Love to.
And at the end of the program, the students will be provided a computer to be able to get into college, a laptop.
And this begins?
We're looking at January.
Okay.
In and around, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I believe it's the second week. It's right after the holidays in January.
Okay.
Seventh. My husband's whispering to me in the background. Okay. And so what we're doing is, for people who have ever wanted to improve their writing skills, their career choices, who want to learn to speak better to get their point across, it's called Access, Another Course to College Educational Service Solutions. It's free. They receive a monthly stipend. They also receive a bus pass and lunches. And they'll learn to produce stories in print, radio, and television formats as part of the communications training. And they will have a project that they work on in their community. And they also help to produce a conference at the end where they'll present what they've learned. Mm-hmm. They not only produce in formats, this isn't make work. This is real work. So they'll be producing a magazine as part of the print production. They'll be producing a podcast as part of the radio production, and they'll be producing a cable television series as part of the TV production. And so they'll have this as part of their portfolio when they want to apply for jobs or college.
What a wonderful way to build their skills. And these are what we're hearing right now, folks, is just one of the many indications of what Mass Hire will be doing on this radio station. And if you'd like more information, if you have questions, if you want to just ask anything about the program, what is the best way to get that information?
The best way to get that information is actually to sign up at the New Bedford Career Center.
Okay.
Okay, so the Career Center number is 508-990-4137. I'm going to repeat that. Okay, 508-990-4137. Applicants must be 18 to 24 for this program, but the Career Center has other programs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But for this program, for access,
right,
you have to have a high school diploma or GED equivalent or be very close to getting it. And you want to ask for the eWork Style Access program.
That's the eWork Style Institute Access. Another course to College Educational Services, and you can call that number and get more about, you know, improving your communication, your training. This is a wonderful way to also break into communications, folks. All of you who wanted to get in on maybe a new radio or TV program or become a public speaker, this is your door to open. Thank you so very, very much. This is fascinating.
Thank you.
And I love it, and I hope that you get lots of people to sign up. We'll continually reinforce the fact that you are offering this at eWork Style Access, and you are a community fellow. Mm-hmm. eWork Style Institute. And once again, we want to thank Paula Robinson Deer, and to get a hold of you, should we go through Mass Hire?
You can reach us at, you can look up more at eworkstyle.org.
Yeah.
That's eworkstyle for economy, work, and lifestyle.
.org. Work Style Institute. That's wonderful. Thank you so very, very much. Fascinating, and I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
All right, Paula. Thank you.